You are now tuned in to the Pod Gods Network.
And make sure you head on over to podgodsnetwork.com and check out all 11.5 million shows we have available for your free consumption. They're all free, they're all funny, and they're all fucking pod gods. Go check them out. Podgodsnetwork.com, 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 podgodsnetwork.com.
Hello, welcome to GarageCast. Fuck you and fuck everybody out there. I've quit smoking and I really don't give a fuck about nobody. Oh, you look so cute with the little boy pants.
You just call me cute?
Betty White was hot.
She still is.
It's wintertime. You need the hair on your ass.
I'm not that old. You're so old, dude. It's like fucking baby powder coming out.
It don't
out.
Matter. It still feels good to me.
Nice.
My neighbor over there, he makes $200,000 a year. Why can't I make $200,000? I should have everything he has. I live in America.
I failed the I-step all four times.
And we're putting on a podcast?
Fuck yes, dude.
What are they going to get us for? Talking about pocket pussies?
Yeah, dude. That's fucking terrorist shit right there. What if we pack a pocket pussy full of plastic explosives and...
It'd be the best nut you ever got off. Hummer.
Oh, look at what just fell out of my pants. It was a big fat cog. So we're GarageCast, and you can check us on Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes, and you can email us, GarageCast@yahoo.com.
You're listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK on the Pod Gods Network. The Oddcast Podcast, the podcast nobody is listening to. Except you.
Episode 57? 57 of the Oddcast Podcast with me, Adam, you,
Ash,
and you,
Will.
We didn't do that last episode.
Oh, wow.
People didn't know who we were.
Until we signed out right at the end, they probably had no fucking idea.
Probably. I bet that's true. People would listen and go, who are we talking? Who are these people talking? Who's that person doesn't finish his sentences and start talking about other stuff?
If they got to the cynical, end. Miserable fucker.
Yeah.
If they got to the end, congratulations.
Yeah.
Welcome to the next one.
Why?
Here's a blue. So we are the movie-centric podcast that nobody is listening to. What's that little laugh?
Movie-centric, yeah. I suppose we do talk about films, but only just so it gives us some form of structure. We generally just talk shit.
That's actually true. We need some kind of form of structure in our life, don't we?
Yeah, I always thought talking shit was the idea of a podcast.
That's basically why we do this.
Hmm. I mean, because if we took movies out of this, what would we be talking about?
Stuff.
Yeah, what kind of stuff?
Movies. What's at the top of your mind at the time? Catwoman.
TV.
Let's not start that again. Yeah, let's talk about movies and TV and X Factor. No, let's not talk about it.
Fuck off. Actually, that was the whole reason I pushed you to move this movie-centric, was so we didn't have to talk about the fucking X Factor.
Yeah, bollocks.
Alright. Got quite a lot of downloads when that was about. I don't know why. Mistakes, probably.
Yeah.
People listening in.
People thinking it was good.
now it's mediocre.
Brilliant.
Really selling this podcast. Yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading your first one. Episode 57.
Go back and listen to some of the other ones. They're a little bit better.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
So how's everyone doing? You all right?
Oh, dandy.
Dandy? Did you hear about the dandy?
I did hear about the dandy.
Yeah, what a shame.
They're talking about finishing the publishing run come September.
What is a dandy? Explain a dandy to anyone that won't know what it is.
It's a comic. It was a children's comic with characters such as Desperate Dan, who was incredibly strong and ate cow pie. And I can't remember any of the other characters out of the dandy. I remember the Beano ones. But the Beano stays in circulation.
Does it?
Yeah, because the Dandy was selling something like 8,000 a week compared to the Beano's 38,000, and there's an obvious difference there.
We can nick there at the Dandy's 8,000, you know, readers.
Well, they'll probably just combine it with the Beano and you'll have the Bandy.
The Bandy?
Mm.
Or the Dino?
I like the Bandy.
The Dildo.
No, that's a very, very different regular magazine.
We can now see how your mind works.
How does it work? Go and take us through how my mind works.
Basically, any which way you can, you make it dirty.
I never make things dirty. It's dirt comes up.
Just there. I'm in your mind.
Get out of it, you bastard. A bit like Will's basement.
Yeah.
I'd love a basement.
I don't have a basement.
Build one.
I'd like it. There is no hidden entrance under this table.
I prefer to call it a cellar.
That'd be awesome. Actually, look down underneath the table.
It's only awesome until you find out what's in it.
Yeah, what would you keep down there?
Huh? Someone else's.
Nobody?
Books.
No? What do you mean nobody?
Nobody.
No bodies.
Many people.
You've got fucking Ed, this is the serial killer cast, with Ed Gaines sitting over there.
Don't you feel your seat move every so often? That's then tapping on the floor with the boomstick.
It's a scratch. Reminds me of the film. Have you seen the film People Under the Stairs?
No.
Where's Craven one? Where the kids go into this house, they're going to rob this house. But it finds out these couple were keeping these kids, that I think they were foster kids or adopted kids, keep them under the stairs and they all turn mutiny with like long fingernails and weird teeth and that.
I think I might have seen
Cause there's
that.
There's a kid hidden in the walls.
Yeah, I have seen that.
So he's not under the stairs?
No, he isn't, but the rest of them are. They're all under the stairs.
So he's escaped?
Yeah, he's been hiding in the walls for about a couple of years. He's had his tongue cut off and everything.
Yeah, that really does ring a bell, but I just can't remember it.
Do you know what? It's one of them, do you have times when you used to come back from the pub or just a Friday night?
And never happened to me. I've never been to the pub, so I couldn't have come back.
Never drunk. No. And it'd be like a horror film, a late night horror film on a Friday night at 11 o'clock, and it'd be on BBC, and you'd end up watching like Poltergeist would be on.
Mm.
Do you remember them kind of films?
Yeah, but I'm never going to be asked to sit down and watch horror. You know, certainly not when I was pissed. Not a genre I generally go for. I mean, I love me zombie flicks, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I was never a fan of the hardcore try and fuck you up style horrors.
Well, these were the early 90s. These are like when Hellraiser was about, Candyman, people understand.
Nightmare on Elm Street. That was mid late 80s, actually.
Yeah,
that was horror stroke comedy.
Yeah, it kind of went.
Not when I was seven, it fucking was.
No, when very young, they used to scare the shit out of me, but now watching most of them,
they're just shit. Yeah, they're now bore the shit out of you, yeah.
Alright, well, save it for a sec, we'll carry on to it. Ooh. Play a bit of a theme tune.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I break your concentration?
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
A stab in the face with a soldering iron.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Just a bad reception, honey.
I'm gonna spank my hairy ass.
What's that?
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
I got a fever! And the only prescription is more cowbell!
Scary movie.
Hear it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
It's not a tumor.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Okay. What is the scariest film you've seen then? Like, one that you can actually remember watching as an adult, not as a kid.
I was an adult.
Yeah. Now. So I think we had a discussion before when you were kids and we watched this game. But as an adult, a film you've actually gone, oh, I don't think I can sit through this and watch this.
Oh, that was Catwoman.
And actual horror film. A film that's supposed to scare you. One you've actually gone, even if it's not scared you, but it's made you feel, oh, this is nasty. I don't think I want to watch this.
Oh, when it was nasty, just for genuinely finding the scene uncomfortable and unpleasant, I'm actually going to go for Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I switched it off during that rape scene. I thought it was horrible.
Is this a Swedish one?
Yeah, it was.
The original.
Not the remake.
No, not the remake, but I didn't bother seeing the remake having switched off the original.
I read the book.
It was just horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, as in, from the horror side of things, nothing has particularly affected me.
Hostels or anything like that?
No, the Saw films. I saw the first Saw film. And we watched the second one, but then I heard there were more out and I realised the second one was just more of the first, but without the actual plot or any form of, like, half-decent twist.
First one's really clever, really.
The first one was really clever and then they just cashed in. They just went ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
I remember watching the first one in the cinema and that guy, and not realising it's, spoiler, him in the middle.
Yeah.
And that was a very good twist.
And the whole kind of working it way back and sort of shows you, and you think that's good. And people say, "I knew it was a guy on the floor." No, you didn't know it was the guy on the floor because they never ever hint that.
No, no, it's because someone had spoiled it for him.
Well, no, but people were trying to. No, I knew it was before, but I knew he had something to do with it. No, he was supposed to be a dead guy. It's like when people say, "I knew Bruce Willis was dead at the end of Sixth Sense." No, you didn't, because they don't hint at it. Until you've seen the film once, then you can start realising actually little bits you can find. But when you're watching the film for the first time, impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah, and well, you're using Saw and Hostel as the examples. Yeah, they're gory. I wouldn't necessarily say they're horror.
Well, I would say they are because they're horrific.
They're classified, yeah. It's, yeah, okay, what's the definition? Well, is horror horrific? Does that mean that if you go extra gory and all that kind of stuff?
That's the difference between gore and psychological. The Saw stuff isn't psychological at all. It's just, well, the term that I quite like for it is torture porn. It's just massive depictions of human pain and savagery, as opposed to the psychological ones, which are more to fuck you up mentally.
Yeah, like the Woman in Black and things like that. I mean, I watched the Woman in Black.
Is that the Scottish Widow adverts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that freaks me out. Every time. Scary.
That's Paul Vader, the Woman in Black.
Yeah.
Who? What?
The Woman in Black, the Daniel Radcliffe film. It's 12A.
Oh, okay.
So it's not even like aimed at adults. It's aimed at kind of, not aimed at kids, aimed at teens.
Yeah. I've not seen it.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the original one.
It wasn't a visual one. There was a book, and then there was a play.
That new. Yeah. It's like the original Psycho and stuff. I mean, back then the films you didn't have the special effects to do the gory stuff. So
yeah.
Just the blood down the black hole and stuff like that. You watch that now and you just think, boring. You could have at least shown them cutting their head off.
Yeah. No, it's
Yeah, just looking up the Woman in Black on IMDb. I'm just curious now.
Oh, okay.
But it's the way, yeah, it's how you actually define it. I mean,
well, how I define it, I always say a horror film is something that is horrific. It makes you horrified that you're watching something.
Yeah, whereas, Catwoman.
Yeah, that's a horror film. But a film that has ghosts in it, I'd say that's kind of like a thriller because it's thrilling you. That's just me, though.
There was a 1989 film called The Woman in Black with Adrian Rawlins, Bernard Hepton, and other people. When a friendless old widow dies in the seaside town of Crinton, the young solicitor is sent by his firm to settle the estate.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a TV movie?
Don't know.
That's the one that I got told it's just psychological.
No, probably was. Oh, Moth. Got it? No.
I think I got it.
And he just took one of his wings off.
Yeah. He's still flying.
The Moth Man.
but yeah, I think for a horror to be a horror in my book, it has to be psychological because the way and the amount of gore and everything in general films.
Hellraiser?
Yeah.
It's pretty scary.
Never saw Hellraiser.
I've not watched it actually. Is that the one with the pins in his head?
Yeah, Pinhead, yeah. Because that's kind of like psychological because it's all about demons and that. It's like gory, but it hasn't aged very well. Remember watching it, thinking, "Oh, bloody hell, it's not scary as I remember it." But it's got a lot of kind of like, so Candyman. That's the one that freaks me out.
Yeah, that's sort of like, yeah, that would be in my mind a horror. It mixes a bit of both, and it is very psychological. Yeah, Candyman's the film of the guy with the hook in the mirror.
Yeah, you say his name.
That's Peter Pan, you fucking wanker.
No, that's got the crocodile in the ticking crocodile.
And the hook.
I thought you said chicken. The wooden leg.
Yeah. It's a chicken. Well, crocodiles eat chickens if you go to Gatorland. Well, it's alligators. Bugger.
To be honest, chickens don't generally swim in rivers, so I reckon in the natural environment, crocodiles eat less chickens than you'd think.
Yeah, that's why when I tried alligator down in Miami, it tasted very much like chicken.
I hate that expression. People say things taste like chicken. It's because chicken, actually, certainly the breast meat, contains very little flavour. So when you're saying a meat is relatively flavourless, it tastes like chicken.
Yeah, but these ones are actually chicken fed. Yeah. It was chicken fed alligator.
Chicken fed. Chicken fed.
Ah, but right, if the chickens were corn fed, did the alligators then taste of corn?
No, they then tasted of corn fed chicken.
What are you talking about?
Candyman?
Candyman, yeah. That was it. If the chickens had been fed on candy...
Candyman from Mungo.
I knew you would do that. You're so predictable.
I think
Will.
I've done that before.
You've done it so many times. Look at that. Have you seen that on my finger?
Yeah, it works well like on a podcast.
Fuck it. I'm showing you, not them.
It looks like a cyst.
No, what it was a blister.
Oh, is that a wanking bruise?
Or a strangle wank finger. No, it was a blister, and it popped, and stings like a fuck. Every time I touch my beard, a little hair goes into the...
Well, stop playing with yourself.
Yeah, you know the answer, don't you?
Stop playing with yourself.
Touch your beard.
Right, okay, we've lost track. Should we go into...
Let's just fucking move on.
Okay, I'm going to bring back another thing. It's called Guest a Year.
Ooh!
Ooh. 1981.
What I'll do this time, what we'll do, I'll just go through a list of films.
Yeah, yep.
And I'll just keep going. Right. And then you just got to... I keep listing them, you get one go.
Right, so whoever gets in first, if they know it, can say it and reserve the right. But, yep. Yeah. Okay, I'm with you on that.
Okay.
I'm hip with that.
Oh, hang on. Have you paused?
No, I haven't paused.
I was going to say. I'm going to guess the 1936, because that sounded very much like a silent movie.
Right, that's your go gone. Okay. Right.
All right, so what I'll do, I'll just keep going through the films.
Well, this is the first guess, because that was the first
one. No, you don't understand. Did you listen to what he just said?
Not really.
You have one go.
That's
this.
It. You say a year, that's it. You're sticking with that year.
It's like a countdown. Right. Like, I'll keep going through the films. That could be like theme tune.
You could do.
It's not actually a countdown.
Movie countdown.
But it's not a countdown, is it?
Movie countdown.
Because you're just going through some films. Let's count up.
10, 9,
oh, okay.
8, 10,
you're
6,
counting 5, down 4, the top 3, grossing 2, films.
No, I'm just counting down a list of films.
Boing.
Film. All right, so what I do, I keep doing it, and then you got to get in there first.
Actually, because you get the clip out of Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels when Lenny McLean goes, "Oh, you fucking cunt." But you should just replace the last bit with, "Oh, you fucking countdown." I don't know why, I just think that'd work.
I don't think it would.
Not anymore.
Right, you ready?
No.
No.
Okay.
About now.
You ready now?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're starting off now. Wall Street. The Last Emperor.
So you're not going to give any details about what they grossed or anything like that?
No. Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors.
Okay. Is that two films or is that the one?
One film. Full Metal Jacket.
88.
So you'll go, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's my shout, yeah.
Right, okay, so now we can keep going with Ashley has time now. We can go for the whole lot now.
But if I'm... Oh, hang on.
Right, you win.
If I'm right, I win, but... Yeah.
I can't guess the same year anyway.
No.
Planes, Trains and Automobiles. The Living Daylights.
Oh, the Living Daylights. I wasn't going to be that crude.
Which I was actually wrong. If you listen to the Oddcast, if you watch the Oddcast video cast, I asked you the question, who sung the song for Living Daylights? And I say it's Duran Duran. And you say it's Aha. And I say, nope, Duran Duran. You go, oh, well, no. So when I listened back and edited it, I even put,
I saw that.
Wrong.
Yeah, you said wrong, but I didn't know if I was right. Because you'd made me doubt myself.
Exactly. All right, okay, keep going. RoboCop.
I'm still happy with this.
La 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 bumba. Dragnet. Throw Mama
from
the train.
Oh, that was Tom Hanks, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd. Things he's going through them so fast, we're not actually mentioning the film. We're just going through a list.
Predator. Dirty dancing.
You're bleeding. I haven't got time to bleed. You got time to duck?
Which is
no one puts baby in the corner.
I carried a watermelon.
Fuck's sake.
Lethal Weapon. Stakeout. The Untouchables.
I am not Robin of Loxley.
Moonstruck. Good Morning Vietnam.
They're not giving us a chance. We've got fucking how many
Beverly
fucking
Hills
films?
Cop.
How many films are there in the top 10?
In top about 15. So. Fatal Attraction. Three Men and a Baby. You said 88.
I did.
You say...
I'm actually going to go with 90.
1990.
I got one. I was actually leaning towards 87. Yeah, stop hitting the table.
1987.
Yeah.
Do you know what top grossing film was? Three Men and a Little Baby.
Fucking, just shows people have no taste. When you've got such absolute artistic and intelligent classics as RoboCop. Because I fucking love RoboCop.
RoboCop.
That's the one with the horses. That would be the best one. The future of mounted police enforcement.
I mean, that'd be Robo Mountain.
No, Robo Clop. Definitely. It's got to be Robo Clop.
I wish I wasn't taking a swig of beer at that point when you said it.
Okay, should we...
Was the mic damp?
Should we go and
no, it was just I couldn't actually say anything.
So no one wins.
No.
That's the point.
I was closer. By way. By way.
We're working that segment.
Well, the thing is, you've got to actually not just rapidly shout out a list.
Get down my list.
Yeah, okay. Start with the top 10 and let us briefly discuss a couple of the films at least.
Okay.
Just thought.
Should we start again then?
RoboClop. RoboClop.
Yeah, RoboClop. It's film synopsis.
It's a Western.
Alright, okay. Going to the segment, you going to be at Star Watch?
No.
No? We haven't done Star Watch.
Have we still not done Star Watch?
No.
Fuck.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Bit of something.
No. Sorry, I felt like we've been recording for about 9 hours. What are we at?
20 minutes.
What's that all? Okay, let's go Star Watch.
You know, I don't want there to be any hard feelings between us, Harvey. When you and,
Rachel
were being abducted, I was sitting in Gordon's cage. Now, I didn't read those charges.
Your man. Your plan.
Do I really look like a guy with a plan? You know what I am? I'm a dog chasing cars. I wouldn't know what to do with one if I caught it. You know, I just do things. The mob has plans. The cops have plans. Gordon's got plans. You know, they're schemers. Schemers trying to control their little worlds. I'm not a schemer. I try to show the schemers how pathetic their attempts to control things really are. So, when I say... When I say that you and your girlfriend was nothing personal, you know that I'm telling the truth. It's the schemers that put you where you are. You were a schemer. You had plans. And look where that got you.
I just did what I do best.
I took your little plan and I turned it on itself. Look what I did to this city with a few drums of gas and a couple of bullets. Hmm? You know what I noticed? Nobody panics when things go according to plan. Even if the plan is horrifying. If tomorrow I tell the press that, like, a gangbanger will get shot, or a truckload of soldiers will be blowing up, nobody panics. Because it's all part of the plan. But when I say that one little old mare will die, well, then everyone loses their minds. Introduce a little anarchy. Upset the established order, and everything becomes chaos. I'm an agent of chaos. Oh, and you know the thing about chaos? It's beer.
God rest his soul. Oh.
We both went to talk at the same
time. Yeah, no, it was just so... I was just thinking, Jack Nicholson.
Absolutely brilliant.
Okay, so Heath Ledger.
What was that?
Oh, shit.
Who's that?
Oh. Heath Ledger, born 1979, died 2008.
It was 79. Jesus Christ, yeah. He was only a year older than me.
And he was younger than you, Ash.
He was younger than me.
Good actor, though. We like Keith. We died, like Keith.
Died aged 28.
Shit.
You're younger, you're older than me. Mm. Crazy.
I genuinely did not realise he was that young.
Yeah.
I knew he was young, but not. What's the magic age for celebs dying?
About that age.
I thought it was
28.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. I thought there's actually a number because it was him, and there's been shit like
that. Yeah, that sort of James Dean and all that.
But yeah, so he was born in Australia, obviously. Australian.
And there was John Belushi, but he did look a bit rough for his age.
Yeah.
Fat guy, wasn't he? All right, so yeah, we're going to start with 1999. What was that?
Don't worry.
10 Things I Hate About You in 1999. You ever seen that?
No.
I like that.
Yes, that was where we danced across the stadium. Their stadiums in America for the colleges. Not even the universities.
That was at high school.
Or high schools.
Yeah.
Even high school. Even smaller places.
Yeah.
They're bigger than our Premiership stadiums. Great.
I wouldn't say that.
They are in films.
Yeah.
You go to I think it's probably
school.
The...
You go to the ghetto school.
Yeah.
They've got half a bench and a bum sits on it.
And a bum sits on it.
That's not what you normally call benches.
Yeah.
Tramp. Oh.
10 Things I Hate About You, though.
Do they even use the term bum for as in ass or as in ass?
No, they called it fanny.
Fanny. Right? Yeah, that's it. Because we always giggle when they say fanny packs because that's a lady's front bottom to us.
Hey, that's my fanny.
Quick.
But why would you have a fanny pack around the back? Why would you have a bum?
Bum bag.
No, but I'm just thinking, why would you put it around the back though? Because normally you put it around you so that you protect it, so that it's got your valuables in it, and you don't want it around the back because someone will just walk along and unzip it.
Well, that's the whole thing. I think they might have been designed to actually sit around your back, and then people realised it was a fucking stupid idea. Fortunately, people then realised that the whole thing was a fucking stupid idea and stopped wearing them. That was a product of the early 90s, I believe.
Yes. They looked late 80s.
Late 80s, early 90s, yeah.
So. I don't know why I had to say that then.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for the correction.
Stupid. They were the proper correction. It was like, maybe late 80s. That's like you saying, about 91. So like, yeah, it could be about 90.
Yeah. But thanks.
Thanks, yeah.
Thank you for your valuable contribution, Adam.
Yeah, I like 10 Things About You. It's actually a...
what 10 things are those? Do tell me.
Your wit. Your angriness.
Just your face.
Your drinking. the amount you can imbibe in one evening.
My face.
It's actually an updated, like, teen version of The Taming of the Shrew.
You're such a dickhead. That's what he loves about you. Just the foam on your nose.
So, yeah. So that's good. It's a pretty cool film. He's pretty cool in that. He's in a film called Two Hands in 1990. 99, I mean.
Was that a porn film?
I think it was one of them, like, low independent sort of Aussie films.
Was it an indie movie?
An indie movie, yeah. Da, 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 da. 2000, he was in The Patriot with Mel Gibson. Played his son.
Yes, he was the son, wasn't he? Yeah.
What happened in The Patriot?
It was basically one of the Mel Gibson films where he's actually anti-English again, like he does in quite a lot of his films.
Oh, was that the Civil War job?
Yeah, and he's the
liberal. Just around the corner in the American Civil War.
What's that?
That was a take on the English Civil War by The Clash,
but
with the word American replacing English.
Okay.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
2001, A Knight's Tale.
That was the first film I saw him in, and I loved that film. We mentioned it last episode, actually, didn't we? Mm.
We did, how spooky that.
Yeah.
It's as if you knew we were going to talk about Heath Ledger.
Okay. No, to be honest, that's suggesting I'd read the line.
No, that came from me, and I didn't actually know. Because I mentioned.
Oh, because we came off First Night and Dark Night and But it's a great film. Who is the ginger bloke who played
Paul Bettany?
Wordsworth. Was it Wordsworth? No, it wasn't. Pilgrim's Travel. Chaucer. Jeff Chaucer. Good old Jeff.
I was thinking about a dude in Harry Potter.
I would be great.
He's a ginger bloke.
Paul Bettany, didn't he? He played the
possibly. I've seen him in a couple of other bits and pieces
as
well.
Alan Tudyk.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't know if you know.
Oh, please don't let there be two decks.
Nightmares.
Alan Tudyk.
Another one the Americans won't get.
It was Alan Tudyk, yeah. Hey. Played what? A character called what? But Paul Bettany, isn't it?
What film did you in that case, I'm thinking. Yeah, who played Geoffrey Chaucer?
Yeah, Paul Bettany.
Right, that's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, but Alan Tudyk is it as well.
Is Alan Tudyk ginger then?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. This was the Robin Hood film. I don't remember what film we're talking about.
What? Robin Hood film?
I can't remember.
There's no it's Tile.
That was on.
It's a really good film, but Adam, to be honest, Adam doesn't like that medieval shit.
No, he hates it.
I've never seen it.
He doesn't even watch it.
Really?
I've seen clips of it. I've not seen it.
But you know, everyone who's in it.
It's a genuinely good film. There's a lot of laughs and it's good fun. I strongly recommend it.
I won't watch this.
Yeah, I mean, Game of Thrones. God. Fancy me recommending that to you.
Yeah, how fucking awful that.
Yeah.
2001, Monsters Ball.
I thought you were going to say Monsters, Inc. He's going to be one of the voices.
You mean the monsters?
Yeah. I liked Monsters, Inc. I've not seen Monsters Ball, so I'll talk about Monsters, Inc. Monsters, Inc. was good.
Monsters, Inc., yeah. Monsters Ball, there's a rape scene in it.
That was Heath Ledger raping...
No, it's Heath Ledger, Billy Bob Thornton, and Billy Bob Thornton
Billy Bob Thornton?
A racist, but then starts having sex with...
Black girl, I'm assuming.
Halle Berry.
Keanu Reeves.
Right. Yeah, Halle Berry, isn't it? She won an Oscar for it.
Are you sure it wasn't, oh, fuck it, it would have been funny if I could remember his name.
Would it have been funny though?
No, probably not. Let's carry on.
Move on. Russell Crowe!
Oh, fucking hell. Jesus Christ.
If it had been Russell Crowe, sort of deep into the like the method acting.
Deep into Halle Berry.
And playing Halle Berry because he's blacked up. As a woman.
It's good you said that last episode.
I just thought that'd be fun.
Yeah, go back to the last episode. You can hear my rant on Russell Crowe. Well, my rant on Russell Crowe.
You really don't love him. No, but if he blacked up and, like, womanised and played Halle Berry and then got raped by Billy Bob Thornton, would you like him more?
No.
Okay, fine.
That would be really weird. I'll
tell you what. If you heard it was happening, you'd probably end up still watching it out of this horrified fascination.
Yeah, talking about horrific films at the beginning.
Catwoman. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. The Four Feathers.
I've really got a fun thing here.
The Four Feathers?
Yeah, I know what it's about. I think
the Four Feathers.
Four Feathers. Feathers?
The Four Feathers.
It's the sequel to The Three Feathers.
Yeah. Have you seen the first two? First three?
Which was the prequel to was the chicken.
It's another one about old people fighting civil wars and shit.
The thing is, if it was just about old people fighting, yeah. I'd watch that.
Ned Kelly, 2003. Do you know Ned Kelly is?
Yes, he wore
a bucket on his head.
Yep. He was the first person that did bulletproof armour by wearing bits of stone.
It was just the fact he was famous for his homemade armour, which was quite frankly a bit shit, but he had this basically big metal bucket that he wore as a head mask. But this is, I wouldn't say he was the first person who did bulletproof armour, because it wasn't actually very bulletproof.
No, he got shot in it.
Yeah.
Is that spoiler. That's true what it's about.
It's an Australian
outlaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it even says, the tagline is, you can kill a man, but not a legend. So really, it's a film about a bloke who...
They were outlaws. He had a massive bucket. He had, his armour was basically massive, thick steel or iron plate.
Which meant he couldn't fucking run away when he needed to.
And it was the Kelly brothers, but Ned was their leader, so he took over.
A bit like Project Grizzly, about the guy making a massive bear suit so we can get attacked by a bear.
No, very much not.
All right, 2000.
In fact, I can't... No, Just no, yeah.
2003, The Sin Eater.
Oh, I did see that.
It's a film about
that
Simon
Johnny Depp or something in that as well.
No, it's about Simon Cowell's ex.
Simon Cowell's ex. Excellent. I like that. I thought you. Well, I thought you missaid something.
Sin Eater.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't follow X Factor enough to get that.
Yeah. The Sin Eater. I don't know what it's about. He eats stuff.
The Sin Eater is a film about someone whose job it is to go along and absolve people of their sins by basically eating the way out of their body or something like that. It's some weird thing, and he's investigating. I think he's investigating the rumours of the existence of the Sin Eater. Oh, sorry, years ago. And
he's a young priest or something.
Yeah.
It looks really boring. Yeah, it looks crap. Lords of Dogtown.
Not seen it.
Skateboarding film.
See, that's where you get confused with Twin Town.
Yeah, because I thought Heath Ledger was in it.
Yeah.
Brothers Grimm, 2005.
That was good. Yeah. Him and Matt Damon.
Gillingham film.
Sorry, who?
Gillingham.
Oh, shit, I thought it was Gilliam.
I thought it was Gilliam.
What did I say?
Gillingham. That's a place in Kent.
I said Gilliam.
No, you said Gillingham.
Well, I think you'll find I said Gilliam.
I think I'll find you didn't.
What did I say?
I think Gillingham.
No, I said Gilliam.
It's all recorded, though.
Let's agree to move on.
Hear me say Terry Gillingham.
That was good. No, that's the point.
That's all about
it. It was a good film. That was really good fun, but I thought it was a bit too medieval for you, didn't you?
What is your cinema? Yeah. In America.
You didn't know what it was about, did you?
I got dragged to it.
Yeah.
You see the shiny armour and all that kind of stuff, when he actually puts it on and he goes off, and it's just sort of actually that armour I made myself. It's not actually going to protect you against me. It's made of tinfoil.
That's Ned Kelly too, isn't it?
Yeah, but guns haven't been invented.
No. It's a longbow.
Yes.
Yeah. Talking about bow and arrows again, wasn't it?
Yeah. Crossbows were basically outlawed because back in the medieval times, because a lord could spend so much money having this massive amount of plate mail created that would make him virtually indestructible until the crossbow came along. Basically, any peasant could then just fuck him over.
Welcome to the Medieval Weaponry Podcast with Ash and Will.
Yeah, not with Adam, let's face it.
Hello! Not with Adam. Okay.
I always wanted a trebuchet.
Oh, that would be absolutely awesome.
No, Trebuchet was basically it was a siege weapon. But I'm sure that song could also bring someone's walls down.
Absolutely enormous tower that will fire a boulder, not just a small
one. Well, like in
on Top Gear, they put a hole in the floor of a Nissan Sunny and launched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was fun to watch.
That was a tribute.
2005, Brokeback Mountain. Anyone seen it?
I haven't actually seen it.
Anyone admit to seeing it?
No, I genuinely haven't. But
no, that was the Cowboys. It wasn't the one that he did with what I mentioned earlier of Keanu Reeves.
No, that's My Private Idaho. Anyway.
Yeah,
River Phoenix who we mentioned earlier.
No, I said
we don't know many people.
That wasn't
River. No, people. River Phoenix. His last film was My Own Private Idaho.
Was that River Phoenix?
His last film was actually Indiana Jones 3.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought he died shortly after My Own Private Idaho. I could be wrong.
I don't actually care. So, Brokeback Mountain.
That was. I did like the joke. That was the Christopher Reeve joke, wasn't it? Because he fell off a horse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Broke his back mountain.
That's not even a joke. That's just...
Broke back mountain?
Yeah, but that's not a joke.
Yeah, it is.
Christopher Reeve fell off his horse and broke his back.
Mountain.
It's not even a joke. It's just... Putting a title of a film at the end of something that actually happened.
Yeah, and there's like a play on words there which makes it a pun or a joke.
I don't think so at all. Okay. Maybe it's just me.
Okay, yeah, it's just you.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Moving on. Gay Cowboys.
Casanova, 2005.
Not seen it.
Who was Casanova?
Oh, yes, I have. Gianno Casanova. He was the world's most famous lover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was Russell Brand.
He always carried a bag with honeycomb to sweeten the breath and coffee and small preserves and a bit of bread and stuff because always had to break his fast correctly.
So
he never knew what women's house he would wake up at. He was a proper fucking dirty stop-out lover bloke.
It was Russell Brand before Russell Brand.
No, Russell Brand's just a cunt.
So he had, honey and lemon for his breath?
Honeycomb for his breath.
I can't remember the full detail, though. It was bread? Just off the top of my head. Well, and yeah, coffee. So he had stuff. He always carried, basically, a little pack with his breakfast in it.
So nowadays, they've remade that, made it modernised. Instead of like,
if you say
coffee,
toothbrush and a Big Mac, I'm gonna knock you the fuck out.
He'd have a Starbucks for his coffee. He'd have a little. He'd have a Tesco sandwich, and he'd have a packet of Lockets.
Next film, please.
And that's in Essex.
Yeah, redneck country. Candy, 2006.
Not seen.
Me neither. I'm not there.
I like the way we don't even check with Ash.
I forgot.
I don't exist. I'm just sitting there drinking away.
I'm not there, 2007. That was
sorry, out of interest. Ash, have you seen it?
I'm not going to say whether I've seen it or not now, because it's already moved on again, even after you said.
Okay.
We're not even going to check.
Sorry, Adam, where are we at now?
2007, I'm not there.
Yeah, you're not
Nor's
there.
Nor's Ash.
I do not exist.
That's a Bob Dylan biopic sort of film.
Okay.
Where he played Bob Dylan for a certain scene, and someone else played Bob Dylan.
Oh.
Someone else played. It wasn't actually Bob Dylan, it was kind of based around Bob Dylan.
Oh, it was. Sorry, loads I just realised, because Heath Ledger. What's that? No. Who was it who died? It was for Dr. Parnassus in
that was Heath Ledger.
That was Heath Ledger, okay. Yeah. All right.
2008. The film that really, really put his name on the map, Dark Knight.
Really? Is that the one that put his name on the map? Because yeah.
He was already known well before that.
Dude, I say he put his name on the map for you. Okay, he did play an absolutely amazing role, but I think his name was well on the map already.
He was already known.
Batman obsession.
No, I think he was up and coming. He was kind of, he was doing these little indie films. He was doing Brokeback Mountain, little sort of
which he was
art
absolutely
films.
Famous for. He did A Knight's Tale, which was a very big and successful film.
It's a cult film. It's not big and successful, cult film.
Really?
Yeah.
But he was known films. As being an actor.
He wouldn't have done that much.
No?
No, it wouldn't have been like a really massive.
Oh, not to the level of, sort of, to be honest, any Batman film. But I reckon it's still pretty successful. And Brokeback Mountain was exceptionally successful.
That was,
no, here we go. It wasn't that successful. The budget was $41 million, and it only made $56 million.
So?
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised at that.
Cult film. One of the films that kind of just people like.
It's fucking brilliant.
And a lot of people have never heard of it.
It's very well made. The bit where they started dancing to We Will Rock You back in medieval times I always found a bit strange, but that was kind of fun. Yeah. That's a bit weird.
Yeah. But The Dark Knight, though. Joker.
Don't get me wrong.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, absolutely fabulous role. He just did it well.
But he shut himself in a hotel room for a month before and all that kind of stuff to get
his character. Voice.
Oh, totally lived. That's it. He completely made it his own. He did a superb job.
Coming up with all the lines and that, like how we got the scars and that helping.
Well, that's it. Because he even said to Christian Bale in the scene in the sort of interrogation room down at the
fuck off! You're wanker.
Yeah, well, he basically said, look, fucking hit me as hard as you can for this scene. Just do me. And Christian Bale, to be fair, did him.
I love that scene when he just sort of, when Gary Oldman sort of leaves him in there. Okay. Walks out the door and the light comes on. He's first bang right on the
but
desk.
The trouble is, now I've read it, having read it, I then watched the film again and I sat there and go, oh, that actually did hurt.
Yeah.
There's nothing special effecting in there. He just fucking whacked his head on the table
that
like
is,
a bastard.
That's one of my favourite bits. He goes, doing it all wrong. Make all woods.
It's so good. It's so good. I'm going to watch that again, actually. So
I love Dark Knight. I mean, after watching Dark Knight Rises, still, that's an epic film. Batman Begins, brilliant.
Yeah.
The three films, they're just such a great trilogy.
Yeah, I've still not seen Rises, but I'm trying to wait for a night where we get a babysitter so I can take the missus, because we'll be able to see
it. Definitely find a night to go and see
it. I think it's worth seeing in the cinema.
Oh, yeah, because it's so big scale. It's
3 hours longer?
2 hours, 40 minutes. It's a long film.
But to be honest, with your trailers and your popcorn purchasing and stuff.
It goes and you watch it. It's amazing.
Yeah, if I can get the right timed showing, I'll go and see that.
Yeah, really good. He's such a good... In that film, though, like... People didn't really know who he was. And that's what I'm saying. People were watching him going,
I suppose my point
guy
is,
from
I
the
did know
Cowboy
who he was.
Film. I was the guy from Brokeback Mountain.
I knew how's the guy from Knight's Tale.
How's he going to be Jack Nicholson? And then,
he didn't even try.
No, first scene, he's in the scene at the beginning with the bank heist, which you kind of see him a little bit.
That old bank heist bit is brilliant.
But it's the first scene where he walks into the gangsters and just does the magic trick with a pencil. And you're like, that's amazing. He's the best character in the world.
Right, Munster breaks your heart. I think we need to move on from Batman, because I know you never will make us
Mark
do
Hamill.
So.
All right, well, he actually died before Batman Dark Knight comes out. It came out. Yeah, he actually died.
Right.
And he did The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, which
was
half-filmed.
Good
half-filmed film
and very strange.
But they did, obviously, but it made it stranger, because the bits where he walked into this weird world, the three different times they had to get other people in.
Colin the Farrell, director?
Terry Gilliam. Gilliam?
Gilliam. That's right.
Gillian Anderson. You got Johnny Depp.
She's not
Colin Farrell
anymore.
And Jude Law.
Yes. And it was all a bit weird, but it kind of worked still.
It works, yeah.
Basically, it wouldn't have worked if it hadn't been for the fact it was fucking Terry Gilliam, and it was surreal enough to start with.
He's always got...
He's just a mental. Amazing looking thing. If you watch Time Bandits, or quite frankly, if you ever watched any Monty Python, you realise the bloke's a mental.
He's a mentalist.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, indeed. So there you go, Star Wars, man. Yeah. Great Star Wars.
He was good. He was good. He's done a lot more films than I've heard of. I might actually look out for a couple of them, because he was, again, the kind of actor who took on good roles.
Okay. Will, quiz time.
Quizziness.
Quizziness.
Yeah. Right, we have another movie quotes session coming on.
Exciting.
Excellent.
This week, I shall be working it in the accent of Mr. Sean Connery, after the fun we had with Michael Caine. So...
Start with him.
Starting with Adam this time? Yeah, that's fair enough. Sorry, I'm just rustling paper next to the microphone.
I was just about to do
people love that shit.
I don't know, I can't. Shaking my stride. You're a fucking cunt.
I don't think you've ever said that.
You've got to talk out of the side of your mouth.
Is that what you're going
to
do?
You have to talk out of the side of your mouth.
That's actually
that's
not too bad.
That's the way it works.
That's actually not too bad. I actually thought it would be worse than that. I thought you were going to be like Welsh or something.
Well, boyo, I'm Sean Connery.
She cannot say. I can't
right.
even do it.
Okay, Adam.
Yes, Will.
So, number one.
I am number one, baby.
I'm going to find it, and I'm going to destroy it. I don't know how yet, possibly with dynamite.
Is it film with Sean Connery in? Sounds like he could be in it. Could be.
Well, that's the whole thing. If you say shit like Sean Connery, you can just see him being in it.
Especially when you're actually that aggressive. He's not going to start off with a quote from Sean Connery being in The Rock.
Unless I'd already thought of that and I'm doing an elaborate double bluff.
Snicking. I don't know. That's blown me.
All right. So, nothing for you?
No.
Right. Ash, any idea?
No, I don't have any idea, but I'm at least going to have a guess and say something.
Oh, let me have a guess then.
Oh, fucking hell, get on with it.
All right, I'm going to say golden.
No.
I've got no idea whatsoever.
All right.
I can only think of gold, mate. Sean Connery stuff. I'm going to say the guns are never owned.
Okay, what? That was The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Oh, I love that film.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get it, though, did you?
That is a good film.
Okay, Ash. Excuse me while I whip this out.
I'm thinking he's talking to Miss Money Penny.
Just after he's checked his hat onto that.
Oh, it's fucking cheese, man. Cheese.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Have a guess.
No idea.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Adam.
Austin Powers.
Wrong. Blazing Saddles.
Oh, okay.
So Sheriff Bart gets up on the platform, so he's arrived as sheriff at the town of Rockbridge.
Excuse me
while I whip this out. And everyone goes, ah! And then it's just a scroll that was in his trousers. Yeah. Right.
That's a big screen, Will.
It was, wasn't it? Okay, so, nil point.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yes, Will.
Wash your vagina drunk.
Knocked up.
Yep, point to Adam.
Yeah, boy.
Okay. Ash. You shoot me in a dream, you'd better wake up and apologize.
Oh, what is that?
Any ideas? Because when you just go silent, it really works.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work, does it? I was actually trying to think. Normally I try and talk over while I'm trying to think.
Yeah, that's it. It just went.
And then I think about what I'm thinking about, and I'm just dead air. And it just doesn't
work. Really 5, 4, 3 Yeah, pause it while you Google it.
Nightmare on Elm Street. That'll do.
Nope.
Adam? Oh, I know it, but I don't.
They don't use guns in them.
It was Reservoir Dogs.
That's it. That's it.
They don't dream in that.
All right.
He says it to him.
Yeah. Adam.
Yes, Will.
You shut up. You are the audience. I am the author. I outrank you. Went a little Russian at the end.
You did, didn't you?
That was from Sean Connery in the Humphrey Middle Time.
That's what that's
it, yeah. Oh, inspired.
I don't know. This is really hard again.
Five.
So what was it?
Top gun. 3, 2, 1 Ash, you shut up. You are the audience. I am the author. I outrank you.
You do go Russian.
It is quite hard not to. I outrank you. I'm going Russian for the next one of these.
You could be. You could be. The Hunt for Red October.
5, 4, 3 Secret window. 2, 1 It was the producers.
I love that.
So if I chance it in a mad German accent.
Which one was it?
I think it was the original. I don't know if they used the same line in the remake, because it was the mad Nazi German author shouting out. And okay. This is... Ash starts next.
Yep.
Do I?
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
Oh, no. And if it was actually Sean Connery, that would have freaked the shit out.
That would have been totally wrong. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 Adam?
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Yep.
That was Jessica.
All right, 2 points to Adam. Ash? Nil point.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a nil point. I think I did nil point last week.
Adam, this is the one I said that I haven't ever heard of, but the quote is too good to not put it in.
Okay.
Because I want to do it in a Sean Connery voice.
Right.
Fuck me gently with a chainsaw.
What the fuck? fuck me gently with a chainsaw.
Yep. Fuck me gently with a chainsaw. Oh. 5.
Four. Is it a well-known film?
I've never heard of it.
Never.
3, 2, 1 Ash?
This is where I'm now thinking, it can't be The Running Man. They have Buzz Lightyear using the chainsaw. It can't be The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, because he would have fucking heard of that one.
Listen, stop listing films you've heard of, because quite frankly, we've heard about the same level as shit.
It's going to be Wallop Me Pedango.
Right, the film was Heathers, and it did have Winona Ryder in it.
Yeah, I've seen Heathers.
Yeah. Alright, I haven't
heard
that. I don't remember that long.
It might be. Yeah, okay. Alright, Ash. Half a denarii for my bloody life story. That was awful. Half a denarii for my bloody life story. That's not, the accent's a bit out, but.
That's awful.
That's the line.
Oh, shit.
Sure. Half a denarii for my bloody life story.
It's a bit shame,
you. It's the tone of voice. Sean Connery doesn't do outrage.
He does Russian. That's what he does.
Half a denarii for my bloody life story. I went a bit Billy Connolly.
Yeah, exactly.
Alright, it's half a denarii for my bloody life story. What is it? Oh, that's it.
No. Yeah, I'm doing really well with the thinking and rubbing the back of my head, which no one can actually hear apart from.
Well, they might hear this random scratching, but they're just going to think there's fleas here.
Yes.
There's lots of. 4.
I'm thinking
3,
Indiana 2, Jones and Lost.
1. Miss. Adam. Life of Brian.
Oh.
It's when he heals the leper, or the leper tells him his story.
Oh, okay.
Right. Adam,
yes.
Stop your grinning and drop your linen.
Fuck, I don't fucking know. But really? That sounded quite good.
Stop your grinning and drop your linen.
Stop your grinning and drop your linen.
You're a mile away from the mic.
But I'm getting picked up.
Okay, that's fine.
Don't know, it sounds like it could be something from Pulp Fiction, I think.
Wrong. Ash, any ideas?
Gina Does Glasgow.
You're giving up on this, aren't you? That was from Aliens, the bit when they sort of all wake up on the ship.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
giggling to himself.
Two monkey hookers and a racist dwarf. I think I'm heading home.
Two monkey hookers and a racist dwarf.
Two monkey hookers and a racist dwarf.
I think I know this one.
I think I'm heading home.
Yeah, I think I know this one.
Time bandits.
Oh, that'd be good if it was Time Bandits. In Bruges.
No.
In Bruges.
Yeah, In Bruges was the sequel.
There isn't a sequel. You got the wrong one. Is The Guard a good film? Because The Guard's from the same person.
What?
The Guard.
What? Sorry, yeah. The Irish bloke in the Guard. Yeah.
Yeah, same person. I can't remember his name. In Bruges, I think.
Well, the same actor that played the chubby Irish bloke.
I was
bloke.
Just thinking Sammy Davis Jr. Mm. No, the fact.
Okay. All right, Adam, I'm going to get medieval on your ash.
That is Pulp Fiction.
That is Pulp Fiction. Okay, and Ash, shocking, positively shocking.
That is Sean Connery. Say something, Ash.
Yeah, seriously,
really?
Just stop.
That's actually...
Really?
That
hello?
Just name the film. 5, 4, 3 I'm going to stop doing quizzes until he promises to fucking respond.
I'm going to respond. I'm going to go...
Brilliant. Adam.
Tell us.
Goldfinger, as quoted by Sean Connery, when he
bastard.
Whacks the... when he knocks out the bandit and then chucks an electric lamp into the bath with him.
I knew it was a Connery.
You knew I had to slip a Connery in there.
Yeah.
Right, so Adam gets 3, Ash gets 0, and Ash gets negative points for just the radio silence.
I like this. So I'm now, what, 5 quid?
Well, the quiz total is 4 to Adam, 2 to Ash. You were doing so well to start with, dude.
I know. Yeah. I've failed.
I think we need to give him his handicap
the last
back.
Couple of weeks. You do. In your wheelchair.
Although even with the handicap, because he got 0 in both of the last 2 quizzes, I don't think a handicap would have helped much.
No, I don't think he would have done either.
Next week's quiz will be films that Ash has seen that Adam hasn't seen.
Yay!
I'm still getting it wrong.
Yeah, because I'm going to start working out.
I can't remember.
Right, okay, let's go back and watch some shit.
Yep.
We have to go back. Please pay attention. This message is for your own safety. Our nation is in crisis. A state of emergency has been declared. Should you find your safety compromised,
it is vital that you do not panic.
Try to avoid detection.
2 seconds.
Use weapons to defend yourself.
No, no, that's the second up I ever bought!
Purple rain.
No.
Silent time.
Definitely not.
Oh, that's great. Sorry.
And remember,
the attackers can be stopped by removing the head or destroying the brain.
Right.
That's rubbish. There's zombies out there.
Don't say that. No. Because it's ridiculous.
I'm coming!
Here I come!
Are you alright?
I fucking love that film.
It is probably one of the best British films around.
It's superb.
Well, okay, it's one of the best. Yeah. It's if anyone hasn't seen this film,
Shaun of the Dead,
and hasn't seen any George Romero films or decent zombie flicks like other decent zombie flicks like 28 Days Later, example, another fucking cracking good British film.
Not the Living Dead. 28 Weeks Later, that was shite.
Yeah, forget that. That doesn't exist. But you should watch those zombie flicks first, and then watch Shaun of the Dead. It's a wonderfully British take on what you would actually do in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, and it's, you can watch it without seeing zombie films, but seeing the zombie films adds that little extra.
I actually experienced that because I hadn't really watched many zombies before. No, I hadn't really watched many zombie films at all. And when Shaun of the Dead first came out, I was told by loads of people it was really funny and that I should watch it. And I watched it and I thought, that was alright.
I was the same.
But then I saw, I think I started with the remake of Dawn of the Dead.
Yep.
And I loved that. And I then watched Land of the Dead, which is a fucking cracking film. And watched a few others, some of which weren't. I had seen 28 Days Later, but that's a bit different. And then I went back a few years later. I'd also watched All of Spaced, which really helps, which is a British TV comedy, which is fucking genius.
Simon Pegg, Nick Frost.
Yeah,
Bill Bailey occasionally, Jessica, what's her name?
Stevenson.
Stevenson. It's just really, really well-written comedy.
Edgar Wright directed it.
Yeah, he did. And he also directed Shaun of the Dead.
Yep.
And Hot Fuzz. And the upcoming World's End. Fucking can't wait.
They call it the Cornetto trilogy.
Yes, indeed. And it was the red Cornetto, strawberry Cornetto for Shaun of the Dead.
Yep.
And then blue. It was the blue Cornetto for Hot Fuzz, representing the police sirens. Blood for Shaun of the Dead on
is
the red.
Be white?
And green.
Is it green?
Green for the Eldritch side, I believe. Okay. I think we've got a mint Cornetto for the final one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was white.
But okay. Back to Shaun of the Dead. It's fucking brilliant. Go and watch it.
Done. Sorry. See that one? I'd love Shaun of the Dead. But I was saying to you, super. I remember watching it for the first time. And just not being that impressed with it. I didn't kind of understand the jokes. And
You need to get some backstory in.
I was kind of watching it like, it's all right. It's been some funny bits of it. And then it got, because towards the end, it gets quite dark. It's quite, brutal at the end.
Oh, totally.
But then I was watching it, and then it wasn't until I kind of thought, oh, I'll watch it again, because I went and bought it on DVD first time. And then I watched it again, and I was like, actually, this is pretty fucking genius. Mm. When you pick up all the jokes that they put, and the way it's all done, and the fact that the way it's all filmed, he's literally, they don't realise there's a zombie apocalypse going on because everybody is already a zombie.
Yeah, how's that for a slice of fried gold?
Yeah, but it's just like when you watch the beginning, that not only just all standing around by the bus stop and at the tills and the counter, everyone's kind of in their own little worlds and that, you don't pay attention to people.
The hangover scene when he's coming back with the strawberry Cornetto, and because he's done the same walk the previous morning. And you've got the person trying to grab change, and the person doing this, the person doing that, and then he replicates the walk when he's hungover, and they're all fucking undead.
Yeah, he doesn't even notice.
It's just beautifully done.
But you don't pay attention in that kind of situation.
No.
But Shaun of the Dead, I did pick one thing up, and I talked to a couple of friends of mine, and it was Shaun of the Dead I got it from. Ice creams when you're hungover. I got that from Shaun of the Dead, and that has helped me out well. Because the cream, the coldness, the sugar, ice creams.
Yeah, they don't cure it, shock to the system.
I have like ice lollies now, ice poles and stuff.
Thing is,
ice poles. So you get a poor little Polish bloke, and you freeze him, and then you just slowly lick him.
But when he thaws out, make him bust some moves for you, because you always need a good bit of pole dancing.
Oh, nice, yeah. Okay, let's play a clip from Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yes.
You're not safe there. We're coming over.
I don't want to cause a fuss.
We're coming to get you, Barbara. So, what's the plan?
Right. We take Pete's car, we drive over to Mum's, we go in, we take care of Philip.
I'm so sorry, Philip.
Then we grab Mum, we go over to Liz's place, hole up, have a cup of tea, and wait for all this to blow over.
Why have we got to go to Liz's?
Because we do.
She dumped you.
I have to know if she's all right.
Why?
Because I love her.
All right, gay.
I'm not staying there, though.
Why not?
If we hole up, I want to be somewhere familiar, I want to know where the exits are, and I want to be allowed to smoke. Okay. Take Pete's car, go round Mum's, go in, deal with Philip.
Sorry, Philip.
Grab Mum, go to Liz's, pick her up, bring her back here, have a cup of tea, and wait for all this to blow over.
Perfect.
No, wait, we can't bring her back here.
Why not?
Well, it's not exactly safe, is it?
The state of it.
Where's safe? Where's familiar?
Where can I smoke?
Take car, go to Mum's, kill Phil,
sorry,
grab Liz, go to the Winchester, have a nice cold pint, and wait for all this to blow over. How's that for a slice of fried gold?
Yeah, boy!
It is vital that you stay in your homes, make no attempt to reach loved ones, and avoid all physical contact with the assailants.
You believe everything you hear on TV?
How's that for a slice of fried gold?
Nice.
Fucking love that line.
It is a great film, and it's so funny. And that, and you've come back to the Cornetto bit, I use that line every time someone says,
do you want anything from the shops?
Do you want anything from the shops? I always go, Cornetto! And it gets a laugh every time. And I love saying it. Because it's like, it's to tee you up like that. Like, brilliant. I say it all the time.
Wolves must love you.
There's a line that I adore from very early on in the film, well before the zombie outbreak. Because you've got all the people having this sort of in-depth conversation at the table. And then you get Nick Frost just walks in and goes, can I buy any of you cunts a drink?
Right at the beginning, yeah.
And I just love that line.
I think that's brilliant. It's such a well-acted film, like, comedy-wise. Everything in it is like, it's a pure comedy film.
Yeah, totally.
And it just happens to be set in a zombie apocalypse. It's as simple as that.
That's it. It's people trying to live a normal life in a zombie apocalypse.
It's like, you know, going to the Winchester, and that's become quite a cult thing now, going to the Winchester. People in America, especially...
Well, that was out of Minder. The Winchester Club was the club in Minder.
Oh, so do you reckon that's what they've kind of aimed it for? Like,
probably not. Legend has it, the rifle behind the bar's a real one.
Nice. Dogs can't look up.
Seeing the...
fucking love that.
You know the bit in the... There's a scene in the film when he's trying to... Ed's trying to cheer up Sean.
Yeah.
And they're in the pub and they go around talking about these people and they give them little backstories. Apparently, Nick Frost just made that up on the spot. So all of Simon Pegg's reactions are absolute, like, genuine. Nice. So the bit where he turns around and says, what about that old lady? And he goes, cockicidal maniac. And he actually starts laughing. That was just them sitting there chatting and they just rolling. So it just shows the chemistry.
It's real natural film work. I think that's the thing. It actually shows genuine relationships. It's none of this scripted, witty banter, click, click, click. There is some of it in there, I'm certain.
If you get the DVD as well and you watch a lot of the outtakes, it's so funny. There's one little gem they have on it. I don't know if you can find it on YouTube. It might be somewhere. Where they do... the scene where they do how we're going to survive it and what we're going to do, we're going to go here, so Nick Frost does it as Sean Connery and Simon Pegg does it as Michael Caine.
That I genuinely did not know.
So they sit there and she goes, and Nick Frost goes, so why are you going to shave her? Like, you know, Sean Connery.
Sure, why do you want to shave her?
Yeah, and he goes, I don't, because I love her. I said, why? Because I bloody do.
776, take 5.
Why do we have to go to Liz's, Pitchy?
Because we do.
But why? She dumped you.
I've got to know. She's all right.
Why?
Because I love her.
All right, gay. I'm not staying there, though.
Why not?
Doesn't make any sense, but it's their little on screen.
It's the way they work together. Yeah. That's the thing. They've been working together for absolute years since. Was Nick Frost in part of Big Train?
No.
That's true. But they are so good. I mean, the thing is, the Americans are probably maybe wondering who we're talking about. I mean, Simon Pegg was in How to Lose Friends and Alienate People.
Star Trek.
Of course, Star Trek. But also, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost starred together in Pool. Which the one with the alien, which was.
That was actually quite
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't directed by Edgar Wright, and it did have the big American slick feel to it.
I did think that that's kind of the one thing that was missing, was the Edgar Wright.
It was over-directed.
Yeah, because I remember saying to you, go and watch Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, do it to Edgar Wright, because it's really good.
Yes.
Because it has that Edgar Wright spin on it, and it's a really good film. But Shaun of the Dead, though.
Yep.
Here's another clip.
Hardly constructive, David.
No, Lizzie, this is a waste of time. We should have stayed at the flat.
No, why didn't you?
Because of Captain Wow.
Will you stop it? Yes, we're not going to get anywhere by moaning. Right, that's all. Shake out, get nice and limber. Or not. Now, take another look at the way he moves. Remember, dial in. almost like sleepwalking. Look at the face. It's vacant with a hint of sadness. Like a drunk who's lost a bet. Okay, let's try, shall we? Liz. Nice, good vocal work. Okay. Barbara, that's excellent.
Sorry, dear, I was miles away.
Das? Come on. Okay. It's mournful, sorrowful, you dead me ate it. Go. What's better? Ed.
I'll do it on the night.
This is the night.
What is that?
What about yours?
Hey?
Who died and made you fucking king of the zombies?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay. Right. Let's all try together, shall we? One, two, three.
The one thing I do like at the end of the film is when Ed's put in the shed.
Yes, because they got him chained. Because right at the start, they're sitting there playing PlayStation together. Yeah. And at the end, he's still a zombie, but they've got a collar on him. Yeah. He's just playing PlayStation still.
He goes to buy him. He goes, Ed! Carries on playing the game. It's like you can kind of teach these zombies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can kind of tame him. You can't tame him, but you can kind of...
It's a thing is... All of the Peg and Frost stuff, they're buddy movies. Yeah. They really are.
But it's also the way that you actually, when they actually do some of the bits during it, where they're pretending to be the zombies.
Yes.
The zombies don't actually notice. So they're walking along, and all the zombies, if you actually walk normally, then the zombies come and attack you and eat you and all that kind of crap. But if you actually stick your arms out in front of you and go, and walk along with them, they just pay you no heed whatsoever. I think that's
a really good scene when they do the practice. Wonderful. He goes, come on, let's practice your zombie impression. And he goes, do it all night.
No, but I would say, go back and watch that film. And definitely, if you like that film, then go and watch Hot Fuzz.
Yes.
And watch all of Spaced.
Definitely go watch
all
of Spaced.
Oh, good.
I actually might watch all of Spaced. That's all on Netflix.
And quite frankly, if you enjoy Spaced, go and watch all of Black Books.
Different people, but same thing.
Dylan Moran.
Well, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost and all of that bunch all have cameo appearances in Black Books.
And Dylan Moran's in Black Books and he's in Shaun of the Dead.
Well, that's really the thing. Everyone in Black Book, all of the main people from Black Books have an appearance in Spaced.
Yeah.
And all the main people from Spaced have appearance in Black Books. All those different characters, but it's just fucking genius.
It is good.
They're all good.
So definitely go back and watch Shaun of the Dead. We could go on for hours on this film.
Oh, really could, but I think we have to stop.
I think we do.
Keep your spamming short, for the love of God.
Go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com. You can find up all the podcasts, including It's Not Soccer Podcast, Pod God Damn It, Ask an American, and MovieCom. Yes, have you listened to MovieCom yet? Have you listened to Masters of the Universe? That was one of our favourite ones we've done so far. Yes, you go to Twitter, follow
Best
us at...
three.
At Barker Podcasts, at Podcast Podcast, at Badger Podder, and .com.
We Prod and Badger.
That'd be really rude.
And listen on Stitcher, thumb us up, favourite us, and share us, because we've been on the Stitcher list most shared a few times. We were on there not too long ago. Again, we went back up on it again. We were getting quite high. Got to about number 64, I think.
Ooh, rock on.
Interesting. So that means people are sharing it out on that. Facebook, go and like the page.
Stay at 69.
I think I've forgotten what I spammed. Well, you know what to do. Whatever. Find us.
Listen to a previous episode if you want any more spamming.
If anyone wants to record them spamming everything, send it to us. Do it.
I think we need to record a jingle with all the spam links.
Might be easier. Or we should do something.
Yeah.
Okay, so this has been the Oddcast Podcast, episode 57. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Adam. I'm going to say goodbye. Say goodbye, Ash.
Goodbye, Ash.
And sign us out, Will.
Marcus, why are you talking like that?
Get out of the fridge.
Get out of the fridge.
I was just trying something different. Yeah,
this is MovieCom, your alternative movie commentary podcast. Listen to us on the PodGods Network. Otherwise, they keep doing the voice.
I can't do the voice.
The voice is back.
I can't actually. I've done that. I can't think of any more.
No,
Thank you for listening to the Oddcast Podcast UK. To find other shows like this, please visit podgodsnetwork.com. You won't be disappointed.